Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a subweight roller in Ableton Lev 12 that hits with modern punch, but still has that vintage jungle soul, beginner-friendly, but still proper D&B energy. The goal here is not just to make a big bass sound. The goal is to make a bass part that works in a real drum and bass arrangement. That means deep sub, clear mid punch, a little grime and character, and enough space for the breakbeat and snare to smack through. In D&B, bass usually has to do three jobs at once. It has to hold the low end, drive the groove, and add character. If you try to do all of that with one giant patch, things usually get messy. So we're going to split the job into layers and route everything cleanly. First, set up your routing. Create three MIDI tracks and name them SUB, Mid Roller, and Source or Grit. Then route all three into a group track called Bass Bus. Right away, this helps you think like a producer instead of just stacking sounds randomly. Leave headroom while you build. A good target is for the bass group to peak around -6 to -8 dB. That gives you space to work and keeps the low end from getting out of control. Now, before you design anything, write the notes. This is important. A lot of beginners start with sound design and wonder why the bass never feels musical. In D&B, the notes and rhythm are half the sound. So on the MID roller track, program a simple 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI loop. Keep it tight. 2 to 4 notes per bar is enough to start. Use short notes, maybe around an 1/8 note to a 1/4 note, and leave space for the snare. A classic beginner move is to use root notes with 1 or 2 passing notes. For example, in a minor, you might try A, G, in 1 bar, then A, C, K, E in the next. That gives you movement without clutter. The whole vibe should feel like it's locking into the break, not fighting it. Now let's build the clean sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Operator is perfect for this, because it gives you a clean sine wave with almost no fuss. Set oscillator at sine, drop it down an octave or two, and keep the voice count to 1 so it stays solid and focused. For the amp envelope, go with a very fast attack, a moderate decay, full sustain, and a short release. The sub should follow the notes, support the roller, and stay out of the way. After operator, add EQ8 if you need a little cleanup. You usually only need tiny moves here. Maybe cut anything unnecessary below 20 or 25 Hz, and only make small corrections if the sub feels cloudy. If you want the low end lock tight, add utility and set the width to 0%. Keep that sub mono, always. That mono sub is the foundation. It's what gives the bass weight, but the roller feel comes from the mid layer. So now on mid roller, load wavetable or operator if you want to keep it simple. If you use wavetable, start with a saw or square wave, maybe add a second oscillator with a little detune, and keep the unison very modest. 2 voices max is a safe place to begin. Use a low pass filter, either 12 dB or 24 dB, and add a little drive if the tone feels too polite. Then put saturator after it. A little drive goes a long way here. We're not trying to destroy the sound. We're trying to add punch and harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers and cuts through a dense drum loop. Turn on soft clip if needed, and balance the output so you're not just making it louder for the sake of it. If you want movement, add auto filter. Keep it subtle. A small LFO amount at a rhythmic rate like 1/8 or 1/16 can make the line feel alive without turning it into a wobble bass. This is a roller, so the motion should feel like groove, not gimmick. For the envelope, give the notes a quick attack and a fairly short decay so they speak fast. That helps the bass punch through the break. Indeed, NB, timing and note length matter just as much as tone. If the bass feels muddy, shorten the MIDI notes before you reach for more EQ. That's one of the best beginner tricks in the whole lesson. Now for the source or grit layer. This is where we bring in the vintage soul. Keep it quiet and controlled. This layer is not supposed to dominate. It's supposed to add texture, smoke, and that slightly worn jungle feel. You can duplicate the mid layer or create a new patch. Either way, process it with gentle dirt. Erosion works well, overdrive works well, and amp or pedal can give you more aggressive character if you want it. A good starting point is to keep the grit focused in the mid-range, somewhere around a few hundred hertz up into the low mids. If it gets harsh around the upper mids, use a EQ8 to tame it. The trick is restraint. If this layer is too loud, it will fight the drums and flatten the groove. If it's subtle, it makes the whole track feel more like a real jungle record and less like a sterile synth preset. At this point, you've got 3 layers with 3 jobs. The sub supplies the fundamental. The mid layer gives note definition and punch. The grit layer adds attitude and age. Now bring them together on the bass bus. On the group, add EQ8, compressor, and utility. Use EQ8 for broad, Gentle cleanup only. If the bass feels boxy, you can cut a little in the low mids, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz. If the grit is too aggressive, soften the upper mids a bit. Don't overdo it. Small moves are usually enough. Then add compressor for a bit of glue. You're not trying to squash the life out of the bass. You just want the layers to feel like one instrument. Use a moderate ratio, like 2 to 1 or 3 to 1. A slightly slower attack so the punch gets through, and a release that breathes with the groove. Aim for only a couple dB of gain reduction. Finish with utility, so you can check mono compatibility and keep the width under control. The low end should stay tight. If the bass loses power in mono, the mid layers are probably too wide or facey. Now let's make room for the drums. This is huge in jungle and old school DnB. The snare has to hit hard. If your bass is stepping on the snare, the whole track loses impact. So look at your bass MIDI and leave little gaps around the snare hits, especially on beats 2 and 4. Sometimes simply shortening the notes before the snare solves the problem better than any processing. If needed, add a subtle sidechain compressor on the bass bus from the drum bus. Keep it light. You just want the kick and snare to breathe through. Not a huge pumping effect, just enough movement to keep things clean. Now the fun part. Automation. A roller feels alive when it evolves a little over time. You do not need a ton of automation. In fact, too much can make the groove feel nervous. Start simple. Automate the cutoff filter on the mid layer over 8 or 16 bars. Maybe dark at the start, a little more open later. That alone can make the section feel like it's moving forward. You can also automate saturator drive on the grit layer for extra tension near the end of a phrase. Or add a short reverb throw on the last note before a breakdown or switch up. Small changes like that are very effective in DnB, because the arrangement is usually driven by energy shifts rather than giant sound changes. Think about the form too. A classic DnB section might have a filtered intro, then a full drop with the bass stack, then a slight change on bar 9 or bar 13, then a switch up or breakdown. The bass should help define those sections. You might mute the sub for a bar before a return, or pull the filter down before a snare fill, then open it back up for the drop hit. Those little moves create real momentum. Before you move on, do a quick mix check. Listen to the bass with the drums at low volume. That's a great test. If you can still hear the note changes quietly, the line is probably translating well. If the snare feels dull, the bass may be masking it. If the sub disappears when the kick hits, you need to revisit the balance or sidechain. Also check mono. In jungle and DnB, mono compatibility is not optional. It's part of the job. Here are the most common beginner mistakes to watch for. Don't make the sub too loud. Powerful does not mean loud. Don't distort the whole bass chain. Keep the deepest frequencies clean. Don't leave the notes too long. Tight phrasing often fixes mud faster than EQ. Don't widen everything. Low end should stay focused. And don't forget the drums. The bass has to be built around the break, not the other way around. A few pro tips while you're here. Try using two bass characters instead of one. A clean sub plus a dirty mid layer is usually heavier than one overcooked patch. If you want more darkness, add a tiny pitch drop on the last note of a phrase. If you want more vintage jungle flavor, keep the grit layer a little lo-fi and narrow in bandwidth. Subtle chorus or width can work above the bass region, but leave the sub alone. And if the track feels too polite, a touch of drum bus on the mid layer can add some bite, as long as you keep it under control. For your practice pass, make a new live set at 170 to 174 BPM. Drop in a breakbeat with a strong snare on 2 and 4. Build the three bass tracks. Write a two-bar phrase using only three notes. Make one layer clean and mono, one layer punchy in the mids, and one layer dirty and quiet. Then automate one cutoff lane across 8 bars and check the whole thing in mono. If you want the challenge level up, bounce or resample the bass bus once it's working. That helps you hear it like one instrument, and it makes editing and arrangement easier too. So remember the big idea here. In DnB, clarity and aggression have to work together. Build in layers, keep the sub clean, let the mid punch speak, and use the grit layer for soul. Do that, and your roller will feel modern, punchy, and properly old school all at once. All right, let's build it and make it roll.